Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Kristen Riddick, and you're listening to Real Life. You can join us on newstalk1570.com. You can listen to us online there, or you can go to 1570 or 1600 if you're further out in the East End towards Frankfurt or up towards Cincinnati. Thanks for being with us this morning. We are talking real estate and homes, and joining me today are the folks from Taylor Home and General Shale. Did I have that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so we are going to talk today a little bit about home ownership and the importance of using the right construction materials, I think, in your home, I think is a good way to describe it. And so with me is the VP of Sales, and that is Christine is with me, and she's joining us, and also is Michael, who is with General Shale. And how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. I'm great.
Great.
So, let's talk first, Christine, because I think one of the things that distinguishes you guys and one of the reasons we wanted to bring on Michael today and talk about the exterior of our home is that you guys really have a commitment to using brick on your properties that you're building.
Yes, we do. Brick comes standard with all our homes, and we've used brick. We've been building homes since 1958, and brick has been a main staple in our home since then for a number of different reasons. It's a green product. These days, green's very important. Less maintenance, which is huge in our homes. We try to build a maintenance-free home. People don't have time to do maintenance on their homes
right.
these days. So lower insurance rates, lower utilities, brick just along with great appearance, obviously.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing that's, I was actually on your, Michael, on your all's website before I got on the air with you today, just yep. looking at all of the functionalities of brick and also rock, you know, that you guys do. So you have a lot of different things that you can do with this. And I think of the beauty of older homes, older brick homes, Victorian homes, if we think about old Louisville, for example, that has the largest collection of Victorian brick homes in the United States. So brick has been around for a long time, and it's been one of those aesthetically pleasing features, I think, that you see on many homes.
Yeah.
But today, there are a lot of other options that are out there besides just what we think about with traditional brick houses, right?
That is correct. And a lot of people want to change things up so they don't look like their neighbor. So that's
yes.
where they're incorporating the use of stone with their home.
Yeah, and so how long have you been in the industry, Michael?
About 20 years.
Okay. So have you seen a lot change over the years? Have you seen a lot of things that have changed trending-wise with as a builder in using brick homes?
Yes. A lot of people are... It seemed like we were a red brick market. And
yes.
We're kind of trending to the browns and tans now. So that has changed. The percentage of stone going on houses has kind of changed things. And the use of thin products, there's areas on your home like, say, chimneys or dormers or remodeling or doing backsplashes on the interiors of homes where we cut down rock just like about an inch thick or brick about a half inch thick, and you can decorate inside a home too. And that can be after the fact, like you've lived there for several years and just want to remodel. We're using a lot of thin products in the interior.
Yeah, so, and I'm joined, for those of you who are joining us this morning, we're talking about real estate and using brick in our homes. And Michael Grants is with me from General Shale, and you can go out and see their products by going to generalshale.com. And also with me is Christine Paulison, and she's the VP of Sales for Taylor Homes right here in our community. And I did see on your website, Michael, the thin brick products, and it was incorporated, one of the pictures was incorporated in a kitchen,
yes.
and it was gorgeous.
Yes, you know, backsplashes and just kind of giving it that old look where the old buildings used to have multi-layers of brick in a wall, and you could use that interior layer of brick as your wall, so it kind of gives you that old look.
Do you ever have people, this is just kind of a quirky question, but do you ever incorporate older, do you have older bricks that you'll use? Like, you know how you'll find them from old houses and stuff? Do you guys incorporate those ever? Or do you have enough product that has that look and feel that it is older when it really isn't?
Well, we have two things. Yes, here in Louisville, they still reclaim a lot of brick out of old buildings.
Yes.
So we have brick sitting on our yard that are still palletized full thickness. We have another company, Robinson Brick, which we took on. They take old brick, or they take new brick, I'm sorry, and then they tumble it in a drum, and it beats it up and makes it look a lot like the old with a newer brick, and then we can sell, you know, we sell that in the thin and full thickness also.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, Christine, when people come to visit you guys and they're sitting down and they're thinking about their home and how they want it to look, what have you seen as well in trends as far as how people are incorporating it, you know, not only on the exterior of their house, but also when you see a lot of the photos here, and I'm looking at this, also with just the grounds and everything, right? I mean, you're probably seeing some ways where people are incorporating it with patios, and what kind of things are people asking for?
Yes, actually, we're just getting ready to start a home that we are going to use brick on the inside. Actually, it's a breezeway situation where they want the exposed brick walls instead of drywall.
Oh, yeah.
So that is becoming more popular. The stone has come way down in price, so that is also becoming more popular just to give a different look than what the neighbor has. And like Michael said, people are going more to the browns and even a little bit of the grays in the brick rather than a true, what you think of a traditional red brick.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, when you go out and you look on the site, it's really neat to see the choices that are out there now. And let's talk about for a minute, Christine, affordability, and Michael, chime in on this as well. But, you know, I think a lot of people thought that brick might be, or the stone, for example, that sometimes that it's avoided because it's cost prohibitive.
It is a little more costly up front, not as much as people think. The other material that is used in our area other than brick would be vinyl siding. It's a petroleum product, and therefore the price has come, the gap has really narrowed between the vinyl siding and the brick.
And how does that compare to, like, hardy board, for example?
Pretty much the same price as hardy board.
Okay.
Hardy board is going to have maintenance issues down the road, too, and that's one thing with brick. You're going to save on insurance and utilities and maintenance and have higher resale down the road. So even if it is slightly more up front, you get that cost back very quickly.
And it's not out of, I mean, well, I'm amazed at how you are able to make such beautiful houses for the, I mean, I used to do real estate, so when I talked to your president, Chris Taylor, and we were talking about price point and price per square foot for y'all's homes, it's very affordable. And that is in brick for you guys is standard with all of your homes.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, we're building an all brick home for normally less per square foot than most builders are building a vinyl home.
And the stone aspect, if somebody wants to try to customize it a little bit and make it a little more unique, you're saying that those prices are within the scope, they're a little more reasonable than they used to be.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Stone has come way down in price, I found, and I'm sure Michael would be able to speak to that better than I would, but the stone has become a lot more reasonable and a lot more widely used.
Michael, is there differences in the product itself as we're talking about the cost and affordability of stone and brick?
Your stone is almost double what your brickwork is, but people normally use just, you know, smaller quantities of it, so it doesn't affect the whole picture too much.
So you're going to use it more as an accent?
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you all can work together with a client to try to figure that out?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So for those of you joining us, we're talking to the folks at Taylor Homes and to General Shale, and they're one of the subcontractors that works with Taylor Homes and does all sorts of fabulous brick and stone and thin brick, and it's really interesting to look through all the photos and see all the neat things that you guys are doing, not only incorporating it into the landscape or sidewalk or patio or exterior, but also interior. kitchens, family rooms, great rooms. And are great rooms still a trend? Do we still see that casual kind of open floor plan with most of the houses? Kristen?
Yes, Christine? Yeah, that is what we are mostly seeing these days. Every once in a while we'll get someone who wants a formal living room and dining room set up, but mostly I would say 80 to 90% of our homes are built with the open floor plan, with the fireplace in the center, with, you know, brick to ceiling height, and a real warm feel.
Yeah, and so as we're talking about this morning, and are people thinking about building, or maybe they're doing some renovation work. I mean, because you guys will also do that as well. Or maybe they're adding on a room. Or maybe they want to incorporate a larger... I mean, so many people are really making their outdoor space almost like a living room. You know, I mean, it's really an outdoor living space for people.
Definitely.
Are there questions that you all would suggest that people ask their builder or the manufacturer of brick to make sure that they're getting the quality? And is there a difference in the quality of these products?
Oh,
you know,
is brick quality of brick?
Okay. So let's talk about that, because I think a lot of people would just think, well, brick is brick. It just, you know, it's all the same. So, Michael, how does it vary?
Well, there are a lot of differences, because you get a lot of different colors and textures in different areas. But we are all held to an ASTM testing standard. So with that, you know, there are guidelines that we have to make, and it has to be so durable. You know, it is an expected 100-plus year life expectancy material. So there are guidelines that we have to adhere to give a person quality.
And Christine, from your perspective, what do you look for in those manufacturers, like with General Shale?
Well, General Shale is the brick we use across the six states that we build in. It's a company that's been around a long, long time, and they have different manufacturing areas in different states, so different looks come out of different areas. But we have always found that General Shale's quality is the top of any brick we've used.
Right.
There you go, Michael. Just a little promo right there, on air for us.
And I think, too, it's you've got to provide service. It, you know, a lot of it is service and people trying to take care of their customer, too.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's I'm amazed at all the color and variety, and I am going to make sure that we post on the website for folks the information on your website and also on Taylor Homes, because once you get on the website, you get a much better feel for all the how creative you can be with doing any kind of work in your either interior or exterior for your home.
You know, there's one more thing I'd like to add too, if I can.
Sure.
With the storms we had this spring, you've got a great impact resistance and a durable product with brick. So there's a lot of times that heavy winds can damage, you know, vinyl and other types, and even hail can punch holes in it, whereas brick, it's untouched.
Oh, yeah. So did you guys really see that difference then with all these storms when you got... I mean, I'm sure that as a manufacturer, that's very rewarding to see that your houses are still intact.
Yes. And yes. When you see holes in the product, then, you know, you feel comfortable about brick because it's held up to it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And you know, unfortunately, we have had, over the course of the last few years, lots of, you know, hurricane-like winds before. We had the ice storm. We've had the tornadoes. So we've had a lot of issues in recent years in our area.
And it's quieter, too. It's acoustic comfort that you get, you know, maybe from road noises, because there's a lot of traffic on roads anymore, and your house is quieter.
Yeah, and the other part of this that, you know, is the great part is that it is, like you said at the beginning, Christine, it's a sustainable product. And as we're looking for alternatives where we're trying to build greener and be more environmentally conscious, this is a much better option than doing a petroleum-based product.
Definitely. And like Michael said, the life of it, you know, and you're not going to expect a vinyl siding or a hardy plank to last 100-plus years on a home.
Right. And you're not going to have to repaint it every 5 years like my historical home that's wood frame.
That's right.
So I'm very jealous of the of those that are out there that are getting a Taylor home with this general shale brick on it, because I'm in the process of actually having my house painted.
Yeah, not a fun process.
No, it is not. So I am a big proponent. I think this will be my last venture in wood siding as we speak. So because I understand exactly what you're saying. So the cost and the sustainability component are just not there. But I will want to mention again for folks the websites that you can go to. It's General Shale, and that's SHALE.com. If you want to find out more, you can look at their products. There's a lot of pictures out there that gives you some really fun, interesting ideas if you're in the process of looking to build a home or maybe add to your home or renovate. This would be a great way to look at their products and see, I don't know, just it's fun to look at some ideas and give you some options of what you could do. And then, of course, you can also go out to Taylor Homes. And, Christine, give everybody the number that they can call if they're interested in talking to you guys and setting up an appointment to build.
Locally, the best number to call is 502-955-9019. And Gay Kern is our new home consultant in the area, and she will be able to help you design that beautiful brick home that you're looking for.
That sounds great. I really appreciate you guys joining me this morning. This is a lot of fun, and gives me lots of fun ideas, and I hope everybody got something out of it. I appreciate you guys being with me today.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Christine.
Thanks, Christine. Have a good day.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's going to be more real life, so don't go away.